Okay, we are holding on Daf Samach Zayin and Beis of Masechta Avodah Zarah. We are at Amar Rav Kahana. Amar Rav Kahana. It's five lines into the page, toward the end of the line. Amar Rav Kahana. So says the Gemara. Amar Rav Kahana. Midivrei kulam nilmad nosim tam lufka mutter. From all the Amoraim that we mentioned in this sugya already, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that halach is that nosim tam lufka is mutter, and that vinegar that falls into hot grisim does not ask for the hot grisim. And Rabbi Barba Chana and Rav Dimi, who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that vinegar that falls into hot grisim does not aser it. And Reish Lakish, who discusses a case where the iser becomes pugum because of too much or too little salt. And Rabbi Avo, who says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that if it's riba tam lefgam, then it's going to be mutter. So all of them are working with the assumption, you know, they start discussing what's called the nosin tam lefgam, what if it's initially the shvach and then it becomes pugum. So those are discussions, yeah, but they're all working with the clear assumption. They're all working with the clear assumption that nosin tam lekam is mutter. Amle Abai Bishlam Mikulhu Lechi. Abai says, you know what? From all of the other Amorayim, I understand how you draw that conclusion that nosin tam lekam is mutter. Eladereish Lakish Amru Ka'amar. But Reish Lakish, you can't prove that Reish Lakish holds nosin tam lekam is mutter, because when he said nosin tam lefgam, he said amru, but so he's just quoting other people, but it could be that he personally disagrees with it. So says Umar, apparently there might be a machlokas tanoim from the fact that Rav Kahana has to list all of those people that hold nosin tam lefgam mutter, mechlal di'ika leman di'amr nosin tam lefgam aser. Apparently somebody holds that even when the iser gives a negative taste into the tarovas, it's still going to be aser. So who's that somebody? Says Umar, in absolute absolutely somebody holds that way. Va'atanya, we have a brisa that talks about iser being mixed with heter. And the brisa says, Echad nosin tam lefgam, ve'echad nosin tam l'shvach, asur divrei meir, Rabbi Shimon Omer l'shvach, asur lefgam mutter, that Rabbi Meir holds that even when it's nosin tam lefgam, it's going to be asur. And it's Rabbi Shimon who holds, like everything we've been saying, that no, when it imparts a negative taste, it's going to be mutter. So my time at Rabbi Meir, why does Rabbi Meir hold that nosin tam lefgam is asur? Gomer migiuli of the kuchavim, he has a very simple basis for his shita. The halacha is that when we acquire used kelim from non-Jews, we have to kasher those kelim. Now, why do we have to kasher those kelim? Because there is tam in those kelim. But the tam in those kelim is more than 24 hours old, and is therefore no sin tam lefgam. So we shouldn't need to kasher it. It should be no sin tam lefgam anyway. Guli of the chavim lab no sin tam lefgam. Who isn't in a situation where whatever tam is in those kelim is only going to be a negative tam, and nevertheless va'asrachmana, the Torah still requires kashering the kelim. So chenami loshna. So whenever you have a no sin tam lefgam, it should be mutter. It should be aser rather. V'idach and Rabbi holds that nosin tam lefgam is mutter. What's he going to answer to that raya? It seems like a pretty strong raya from the very existence of a parsha of Guli of Chavim. He'll say kedrafun b'reid Rabchia, damrafun b'reid Rabchia, lo aser Torah el kadeira bas yoma. That when the Torah requires kashering out the kelim, that's only if you have those kelim on the very same day that the non-Jews cooked non-kosher food in that kelim, in those kelim, because when it's still within 24 hours, it's in fact nosin tam l'shvach. But in a chinami, if you're only going to use those kelim after 24 hours, then it would be nosin tam l'fgam, and it would not require giulei of the chavim v'idach. And Rabbi Meir, who learns from giulei of the chavim that nosin tam l'fgam is aser, what's he going to say to Rabbi Shimon's answer that maybe the Torah was only talking about a kedera bas yoma? Kedera bas yoma nami yefshad v'pag mapurta. He's going to say, well, even on a kedera bas yoma, it has to be that it spoils the taste a little bit to have this other taste, other flavor from previous cooking in the pot. Rabbi Shimon, in my time, and what's Rabbi Shimon? What's the basis for Rabbi Shimon's shita that nosin tam lefgam is mutter? Meaning, granted, you're not going to ask a kasha on him from Guli of the Chavim, but where does he come up with the idea that nosin tam lefgam is mutter? Titanya, because we have a brisa that elaborates on the pasuk. Pasuk says lo sochlu kol nevela lager asher b'sharecha. It says to Nenavah Chala Machal Nachri, don't eat nevela. Instead, give it to a ger toshav. So kol haru yel ger kriya nevela. only food that would be edible for a ger, meaning for a human being, has the halachic status of nevela. Kol she'ein ru'i l'ger, ein akriya nevela, and whatever is not ru'i l'ger is not called nevela, meaning to say, whatever a human being would not eat, because it is it's something that doesn't taste good, it's not fit for human consumption, mimela is not nevela, cannot be labeled as non-kosher. So something is automatically kosher if it's inedible. So Rameir would respond, "Halumute tsurchem hekara." That's talking about something that was always spoiled and terrible. So that's something that would be kosher. But something that became usur and then afterwards became pogum, the isur doesn't go away when it becomes pogum. Rabbi Shimon tsurchem hekara lo tsurchem yuta. After Rabbi Almahu, Rabbi Shimon would say, "No, I wouldn't need a pasuk to tell me about something that's tsurchem hekara." Something that was always bad, it doesn't require a pasuk because it's just like afra bialma, it's like dirt. So what's the pasuk teaching me? That even something that's not tsrucha meyakara, but if it's nosin tamlifgam, it's going to be mutter. So machlokas tanaim, where the nosin tamlifgam is asur mutter. The shita that holds that it's asur derives it from giulei ovdei kochavim, from the fact that we have to kasher kalim that we get from ovdei kochavim, and the shita that holds that it's mutter derives it from the pasuk that tells you to feed nevela to a ger, implying that only that which a ger would eat could even have the status of nevela to begin with. Okay, we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem, we'll pick up next time over there in Daf Samaches Amin Aleph.